This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, whenever I'm trying to figure something out, whenever I'm trying to go in a certain direction, especially when it comes to handguns and just day-to-day stuff, I go to one place, and we have a lot of phone conversations during the week, he and I, but of course you get the benefit of hearing our conversation here about this time, same day, same time every week. So on to more combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. How are you, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. You got any gigs coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready for a gig in Leesburg, Florida, this coming weekend. And I've got several things put on hold. I've got some bad news. My sister-in-law has been diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer. So I'm in the process of jumping through some hoops to lock down administrative concerns this week, and then I'm going to bolt over to Baton Rouge to spend some time with family.
Yeah. Well, thoughts and prayers for you and your family. My condolences.
And, understood.
Feelings are with you on that one. Let's talk a little bit about, and I mean, you're not going through this right now, but you have had instances where you have been in the middle of medical procedures, medical treatment and everything, and you're still mobile, still able to go out into the world. So since you're still mobile, still able to go out in the world, you have to think about how you're going to carry that gun, and you have to adapt, and you have to make things work a certain way. And that's what I've been going through here lately.
Okay.
And I have some thoughts on some of these things, and I wanted to know what you thought of these.
Okay, hit me.
Now, I have two of the finest fanny packs you can carry a gun in the Galco one, which even James Yeager likes the Galco one.
What?
He's the one that actually set me up to get the Galco one, and the gunny sack from DeSantis.
Correct.
The gunny sack from DeSantis can actually carry spare magazines in it because it has more storage room, where the Galco one is just primarily for the gun. There's not a whole lot else I can think you can get into it besides the gun without showing that you have other stuff in it. Both of these work really good, but they come with their own set of shortcomings.
Correct.
Like both of these, for example, like when I get back on the bike, when it cools down a little bit and I start bike riding again, I'll be carrying one of these, or I'm switching back and forth between these because this is going to be the best way for me to carry a gun on a bicycle.
Okay.
I'm not so sure it's the best way for me to carry a gun when on foot or driving a car. Thoughts? What do you think?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're two totally different methods to carry, but one thing that this is something I don't know if you may have considered this or not, but what about a chest rig?
Are you talking about? I've been looking for one of those, and I don't know which one I would buy. I mean, I've thought about a chest rig for bike riding. Are you talking about a chest rig just to walk around in?
Well, it depends on, of course, you know, the climate, the weather conditions and all that, because you still have to have an overgarment.
Right.
But, and the best overgarment would be one that, you know, is split down the front, you know,
right,
with a zipper or buttons or whatever. But a chest rig solves a lot of problems. You know, I have one that I use for, you know, walking, biking, those types of, you know, physical activities.
What is
it
called?
Allows,
so I can look at it while you're telling me about it.
Well, therein lies the problem. The one that I have is a custom-made rig, and I'm not sure if it's just one of a kind. But I saw it, believe it or not, I saw it on eBay quite some time ago. And I purchased it because I immediately saw the value in it. But the conversation that I had with the seller was, you know, that he had, you know, he was in the business, so to speak. And he was selling that one. It was the last one he had because they were just unpopular. People were not, you know, if it doesn't sell, why make it?
Right.
But, you know, I spoke to him on the upside of it, the positives. And, you know, I don't know what he decided to do from there. I'd have to get it out of my gearbox to take a look at it. But I don't think it has a manufacturer's name.
Okay.
I want to say Sheepdog.
Okay.
Comes to mind, Sheepdog gear, something like that. Sheepdog something. Google it. But this chest rig is perfect for me for several applications. It centers the pistol, you know, of course, this one is a little off vertical, which puts the frame in the perfect position for me to have immediate access. Now, that is once I clear the overgarment. But you wouldn't want to wear, you know, like a pullover, sweats, anything pullover is out.
Right.
You would have to wear something, you know, that parts in the center. But it allows immediate access to the blaster over other forms of carry, certainly the fanny pack setup. But the issue, as I see it, the one drawback is your physicality, your physical makeup.
Right.
Are you big enough or like a large enough person to be able to conceal, you know, the big bump on your chest? I don't have a problem with it because I'm a fairly large human.
Right.
Coming in at 6'1", 260. So to have, you know, a G19 or a G45 on my chest is doable for me. I can get away with, you know, hiding it.
Could it have been Sheepdog holsters by chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe so.
I think it's just a holster. It's not. It doesn't look like a chest rig. It's a holster rig.
No, the one that I have, they probably don't make it. Probably don't make it anymore.
Gotcha.
They don't have a visual representation of it. I'll take some pics of it and send them to you. But the
this
is an ideal setup.
Sounds like it. We're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break, and we're talking about rigs for those of us who are ailing, because we're still going to carry guns. I just need to do it discreetly and effectively.
Absolutely.
And I want to be fast. And you can find more information out about Dave by going to combatspeed.com or go to his Facebook page, Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, one of the problems I had when I decided to start looking at fanny packs was I was with gym clothes on, which I typically go down to get worked over by my doc. I wear gym clothes just because it's easier. And I was using something called sticky holsters. Are you familiar with them?
Not at all.
A sticky holster. Well, it's basically just a sheath that you stick your gun into, except it's designed to adhere. It sticks to your skin, so you shove
it. Body. Yeah, your skin.
Yeah. You shove it in. Between your underwear and your body, and then pull your pants up in the same position you would if you had a concealed carry inside the waistband holster, with right. No belt, and it just stays there.
Wow.
I don't know if you'd want to run with it on, but you can definitely walk with it on. And
right.
Where I was carrying it, which I was sort of carrying it 230, because it wasn't quite appendix carrying. It wasn't quite strong side, right?
Right.
And for me, that was a pretty good compromise. Every time I would get my back adjusted, and then I would stick my holster in that way and carry it that way, it would just push my back right back out. So I had to quit doing that. So my doctor is also a gun guy, and he's like, well, why don't you just reposition that? Which I have done, and it does work better for a short period of time, and I don't push my back out. But the right. biggest problem that I see with off-body carry is just the speed of deploying a gun in a off-body carry situation versus the speed of a gun coming out of a holster, whether it's a sticky holster or outside the waistband holster, whatever it is. It truly is still faster in whatever manner I'm carrying on body. What are your thoughts on that?
Wow.
Do you agree with that? I mean, have you ever had to do that? You ever?
Run that by me one more time.
So with a fanny pack or a sling bag or whatever, drawing right. the gun is going to be slightly slower at best than if it's just on me.
Yes, but it does have to be on you in a secure manner. You know, example, like I don't use paddle holsters. Anything, I don't use paddle gear. Now, even though I'll throw the paddle guys a bone, paddle gear has come way ahead in the last 5 years. But invariably, it has always been my experience, it's kind of like Murphy's Law. If it can go bad, it will. So I don't use paddle gear at all because invariably, based on aggressive physical action and physical movement, I have either wound up drawing the holster with the pistol or action loading, drawn a mag holder, recovering a reserve mag. So I made the decision a long time ago to exclude any type of paddle gear. I don't use any kind of paddle gear. It's got to be a proven product. The only way you can proof a product is to do the work
right.
and put in the time and energy and the practice to come to your own conclusion. There's a lot of good ideas, a lot of good equipment out there. Nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment setup.
Right.
It's, it's truly, if my back was against the wall, I would say the kit and equipment equation will never be cracked because it is such an individual thing.
Right.
In respect to, individual physiology, body type, physical conditioning. There's a lot of factors that go into it. But you got to do the practice to proof the gear.
Right. Right, I found two paddle holsters that seemed to work pretty good, one made by Safariland and one made by G-Code. They didn't, you know, when I went to snatch the gun out and start the draw stroke, it did not come with the gun. Which that's where
I understand that.
Yeah.
And normally a good, you know, a good piece of paddle gear won't if you're standing on your own 2 feet and you're comfortable.
Right.
But when your body position changes, a lot of things change. And the way it depends, you know, it's dependent on how that paddle gear hooks up. If you torque your waist or your body, you know, it can torque the gear. And I just see it from a standpoint of the time and energy that I've put into working with paddle gear has shown me it's not the gear of choice. Now, it is the gear of convenience and comfort in respect to, you know, if you're going to be gearing up or gearing down, whatever your circumstances are, it's much easier to manipulate your gear in that respect.
Right.
But I don't see that. That's not part of my makeup. The, you know, when I carry, I make sure everything is absolutely secure, regardless of what my body position could turn into.
Right.
And, you know, we spoke about my EDC setup before, but I don't see wearing the amount of kit and equipment that I do on a regular basis as uncomfortable. I find it comforting.
Right.
That, you know, I know that I am prepared to handle probably anything that I could possibly run into in the States or really anywhere else for that matter if I was forced into a situation where I simply had to rely on a pistol.
Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear the rest of this just because that now you've got my curiosity piqued. Dave's website is called combatspeed.com. It's new. It is a work in progress. It is coming along. And if you want to see what Dave does during the day, well, just go to his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting a first-hand look at storm-ravaged Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tens of thousands of people are still without power 8 days after hurricane-force winds knocked down trees and power lines. Alliant Energy President Terry Kuba saying,
by midnight on Tuesday evening, at least 90% of our customers will have power available to them. And we will not rest until it reaches 100%.
President Trump will spend his afternoon in Yuma, Arizona, receiving a border wall construction and operational update. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the United States Postal Service will not carry out some operational and organizational changes such as removing some mail processing equipment or collection boxes, until after the November election, following critical feedback and pressure from Democrats in Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News. Members of President Trump's 2016 campaign were in frequent contact with individuals linked to the Russian government, raising counterintelligence concerns at the time, but there is no evidence they colluded to influence the election. That's according to a Senate report that was released on Tuesday. The committee notes Russia took advantage of the inexperience among members of the president's transition team, as well as their desire to roll back Obama-era policies to create unofficial channels through which it would connect to the incoming administration. Shark sightings in the New York City area continue to increase. Fisherman Tim Brindley shows pictures of a dead 10-foot great white he caught in his net 2 miles off the New Jersey coastline.
We looked at each other, and I said, oh, my God, that's a great white. I looked down, and it was big. It was so big.
Brindley speaking there on NBC News. There have been dozens of shark sightings off the coast of Long Island beaches this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were getting ready to, he's starting to give us a little breakdown again on his EDC, which is always interesting to me. So what were you about to say, sir?
During the break, I pulled out that chest rig.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to confirm that it is a sheepdog holster.
Okay.
Chest rig. Now, I don't know, this has been some years ago. I stored this thing, so I'm not sure if they even have any offering like this here today.
Easy enough to find out.
Right. Coming back to the EDC, my EDC.
Right.
The bottom line is, you know, people get a little, well, they're normally a little surprised that I carry as much reserve ammunition that I do. You know, I have the mag and the gun. I use a stock Glock G45 9mm mag and the gun. I use standard 17-round mags. I have 4 reserves on my left side, 2 reserves on my right. That gives me access to ammunition on both sides of my body, no matter what my physical position is. If it's important enough to have one, it's important enough to have 2. The first reserve mag is primarily, you know, its primary responsibility is to replace the mag in the gun. If it fails to work, yes, I know it's an extra mag that I can load based on my ammunition expenditure, but the extra cartridges are kind of a byproduct of having the extra source of feed, which is the magazine itself. My second left side reserve, its justification is the simple fact that, you know, we make mistakes, we're human beings. In the process of using the first magazine, for whatever reason, if I drop it, the fastest action to resolve that problem is my next reserve mag, the second one. And then, of course, the third and fourth magazines are simply there for the additional ammunition to support having enough ammunition to fire and maneuver. If it's in respect to fire and maneuver, if you want to consider it close with and destroy the enemy in an offensive manner, or to simply lay down a base of fire in order to break contact, pick one. I like to be, you know, broad spectrum, have as many choices and options that I can, because that's what it's all about. You know, fire superiority, be smarter than the average bear and do the right thing at the right time every time. And you'll come out, at least, you may not come out unscathed, but at least you make it out alive.
Good point. Good point. Good point. You know, I've been with my G45, which I bought that purely because Dave recommended it. I wanted to try it, and then I was sort of stunned. I believe the Glock 45. Do you remember when James Yeager used to say all guns should be Glocks and all Glocks should be Glock 19s?
I vaguely recall that, yeah.
Yes, I now think it, that all guns should be the Glock 45.
I'll go there with you.
Let me ask you a question about this. Now, you may know more about this. Now, I always had a question is why was the Glock 19X, the Glock 19X, just because it's FDE? And I know that was the gun that they submitted in the last go-round when the Army was considering another sidearm before they picked the SIG. So the 19X was the one they picked. But then when they decided to go with the civilian offering, it was the Glock 45. Now, did the Glock 19X have a safety on it? Do they have safeties on them?
Well, that was one of the specifications for the the military standard, the trials. But I'm not sure. I can find out for sure. But the actual blasters that were used for the trials, I'm not sure what their mechanical configuration was.
Right.
Frankly, if you are running a pistol, a modern combat pistol, that has a mechanical safety that must be manipulated, I see both sides of the coin. One, right. It's completely unnecessary. And two, it puts the onus on the end user to be on top of it, you know, be absolutely familiar with the blaster and how it works and how not, you know, what not to do, so to speak. But that is completely unnecessary. And with today's technology and you know, the checks and balances in respect to internal safeties are, you know, that are required to prevent the thing from going bang, provided it were dropped. You know, the drop safe. But the advantage that the G45 has over the G19, and I just went through this yesterday with a dude that had purchased a G19, but he was having, you know, end user problems with the G19 simply because his hands were so big. I mean, his hands were bigger than mine. And you just simply, with a G19, the frame, you simply, based on the size of your hands, do not have enough real estate to prevent your hands from actually being in the way of the gun functioning properly.
Right.
And that's primarily due to loading, the way your palm overhangs the magwell. You can very easily, you know, if you have pretty big hands, you can very easily trap the mag in the frame, the empty mag in the frame.
Right.
I mean, you've got to go through the immediate actions for that and all that. Whereas the G45, providing the full-size frame of the G17, but the top end of the 19 or 19X provides the real estate for what I refer to as high-speed gun handling without shooter interference in respect to the location and function of the controls, thereby, you know, inducing, you know, there's two types of malfunctions. There's mechanical malfunctions
and
induced malfunctions.
Hang on to that thought. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We're coming up on the next break. Super Dave's website is combatspeed.com, and you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So please finish up what you were talking about, or we can move on to something else if you want to. Whichever would you like to do?
Let's move on, man. I saw a shiny object, and... That's it. I saw a shiny object.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. So, good. Now, this is a question for you. Now, you were, what was your rank when you retired from the military? Were you a sergeant major?
No. I was sergeant first class promotable. Meaning,
you were on the E8 list.
I came out on the E8 list and turned it down and retired.
Yeah. Okay. I was E5 on the E6 list when I got out, but I didn't retire. Right. I just gave up.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I regretted it, and I regret it to this day. But that being the case, I've seen a couple of pundits out there that are saying out loud that if things were to go sideways and the left tried to steal the election, and if they tried to install Biden as president, because he won the popular vote and the electoral college is outdated and we should be, you know, that kind of thing. It should be a referendum, all these other little things. If the train of thought is that the House would vote to award him the presidency. And in a lot of cases, a lot of people think that all of these generals that we keep hearing from, the retired ones and the ones that are active duty, would go the way of the Democrats, that they would follow along with the Democrats. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm still trying to do the math on the train of thought that the generals are going to follow the politician thing. Generals are politicians anyway.
Right.
They're kind of far removed from the troops, so to speak. But this is America. And this isn't like some kind of, you know, well, granted, based on what I believe is this is an all-out attack on the American way of life. And I don't care what the Democrats say or do to manipulate the system, but on point, just because, let's just say, for the sake of conversation, that Biden gets plugged in. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean the military is, you know, bound to follow his orders. See, the cool thing about the U.S. military, as I know it and have experienced it, is we are all, you know, we allow to an extent when you are in action, the primary purpose for the leadership is to ensure that even the lowest ranking member of the operation understand the commander's intent of the operation and what needs to be done or accomplished, because no plan remains intact after first contact. So therefore, we're given the freedom of thought and freedom of action to do what is necessary to satisfy the commander's intent, which in doing so, you accomplish the mission. Okay, you follow me on that?
I do.
Okay, so this isn't some third world country where whoever gets plugged in automatically controls the military. The one thing that I know and understand in my experience is I'm not bound by any authority to follow orders, to, you know, to follow illegal orders.
Right.
That's out.
What do you think what do you think the field grades would do in the event that the generals start going a certain way? You think the field grades are going to look at that with sort of a jaundiced eye?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not, I don't see it as a problem where you have to worry about the generals getting on board and then, you know, in effect controlling, you know, our military power. But I trust what I know to be true. Excuse me. I trust what I know to be true in my experience, in my military experience, that the key leaders, and I mean, I say that as a, in general, the individuals that find themselves in that key leadership position, wherever that, whatever level that turns into, are not going to follow orders that are contrary to the Constitution of the United States and its supporting documents. I don't see that happening on any level.
Just so everybody knows, when I'm talking about field grades, what I'm talking about is the generals, not the generals. I'm talking about the full bird colonels that command brigades, the lieutenant colonels, and the majors that run the battalions. They're the ones that actually drive troops. They're all parts of divisions, but they're the ones that actually put things. They're told go to part B, go to location B, and it's left up to them what they're going to do to get to location B and what they're going to do to hold on to location B. So they're just given a job to do, and then they get out there and they're the ones that actually do the day to day, the individual parts of the operation. So field grade officers are very important in the event that tyranny were to occur. The field grades would be the one that would actually make or break that one, as far as I'm concerned. What about the veteran community? How do you think the veteran community falls down on this?
Going way out on a limb, I would like to think that the veteran community as a whole, as well as the veterans that I know, are not going to be on board with anything the Democrats are up to.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, as I see it, you know, President Trump was targeted even before he was a president because he's not a politician. He's an outsider. He's not in the loop. And one of his intents was to drain the swamp. I believe that's, I quote him on that. I heard him say that. But that's the real deal. Congress is a cesspool.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how can you, what blows my mind is I guarantee you nobody in Congress has suffered due to the pandemic stuff that's been going on.
Absolutely.
And they certainly haven't. Well, they voted themselves a pay raise. I mean, you put anybody in a position where they can vote their own pay raise and increase taxes on people, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, taxes are a force to destroy. We're about to run out of time, but taxes are definitely a force to destroy. I think the veterans would be joined by a bunch of young bloods, and we'd be out there going, hey, you know, I can't get crouched down as low as you can, but if you can tell me where you're not going to be, I'm going to go. And I think it would be quite the one-sided romp for the forces of freedom. So, you know, well hopefully we don't have to flex that.
Good will overcome evil. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
To check out Dave and to check out what Dave's got going on and what maybe's coming up, and it's very much a work in progress, his website. It's called combatspeed.com. And then if you want to go check out Dave individually, well, then you just go to Dave Harrington on Facebook and check him out, friend him, follow him, whatever you got to do. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care, and I'll talk to you next week.
Roger that. Coming up next, it's Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.